Good evening and welcome to HealthBeat on WDIY. HealthBeat is a program generously supported and co-hosted by our friends at the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. I'm your co-host, Margaret McConnell, the executive director here at WDIY. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Samantha Schack, who is the acting executive director of the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. Thanks for being here.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
So tonight we're going to talk about recent and exciting news that the City of Allentown has been awarded $20 million of federal funding from the U.S. Economic Development Administration, also known as the EDA. This is the largest amount of federal dollars that the city has ever received. The funding comes way of a competitive recompete pilot program, which saw only six communities across the U.S. awarded after hundreds of applications. On this episode of HealthBeat, we will learn about the City of Allentown's recompete plan. What is it? What will it address? And what will be the impact? For this episode, we're pleased to welcome Trevor Torman, Senior Planner at the City of Allentown. Welcome, Trevor.
Hey, Margaret. Thank you.
We're also pleased to be joined by Megan Briggs, Vice President of Community Investments for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm excited to be here.
Trevor, we're going to start with you. Tell us about how you learned of the recompete opportunity.
Yeah, so it was a little bit over a year ago. So summer 2023, I was actually just starting with the city. So this kind of landed on my desk as Trevor, can you look into these? Or this is something that Mariska Van Alst, then with Congresswoman Susan Wild, had sent over to us saying, hey, Allentown Mayor Turk, this is something I think the city should really pursue. I think you all have a chance here. So we put our heads together with like our planning team, our Department of Community Economic Development with the city, and said, is this something we're prepared to go for? And it's like, yes, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Let's roll with it.
That's a pretty big opportunity for your first time, first year on the job.
Really used to
nice big win,
one.
Too.
I really said, hey, let's go for it now.
Congratulations. So tell me more about why workforce development is a focus area for the EDA and why the city thought it would be a right fit for Allentown.
Yeah, so starting with that first piece of like why workforce development through the EDA. So this recompete program is coming through the CHIPS and Science Act, passed in 2022, in big part from Congresswoman Susan Wild, U.S. Senator Bob Casey, advancing that Biden-Harris administration priority to reinvest in the American workforce by reinvesting in the American worker. So this act is to reinvest in that American economy, build our economy up by investing in our workforce. And this recompete program takes that a step further by investing in specific places. So using that place-based investing model, putting dollars where they're needed most. And so with that context, the city was like, this sounds exactly what we want to do. At the onset, we're asked two questions. Tell us like your circumstances. And so this is for all the applicants in that phase one process. Is it that there's no good jobs available, or is it that your residents are having a hard time getting to those jobs? We felt it was the latter. And so we take that question out to plenty of partners. So the mayor was hitting up everybody he could reach, it felt like. And so as we're getting responses back, we're seeing like similar stories come back to us. And like, you know what, this is the direction we're heading. We're seeing there's a lot of opportunity across the Lehigh Valley that's not being felt by plenty of our Allentown residents. Let's dig a little bit deeper here. And so we submitted our phase one application, and then that really got the ball rolling.
Okay, so this was a two-step process that you had to apply for phase one, and how many applicants were there in phase one?
So there were 565 applications in phase one. This was the most competitive round of funding in EDA's history.
Wow. And so you made it through the first phase, and then the second phase was to actually get the financial award.
Exactly. So that phase one piece was submit to us your investment thesis, your recompete plan. We want to see at a high level concepts, like what does workforce development mean to you? What are your barriers? What is your kind of vision for this community? We were one of 22 that moved on to phase two, where then we were able to dig much deeper into that phase one plan. And compete for implementation dollars.
Great. Can you tell us what the prime age employment gap is that you found?
Yes. Yeah. So the prime age employment gap really hits on that labor force participation rate. So it takes the national employment rate, so who is participating in the workforce. And so we're looking at 78% of the prime age population, so folks between 25 and 54, are in the workforce. A healthy gap is about 5%. And so that's accounting for folks who have retired early or folks who are staying home with like a family. Any circumstance, if you are sub 5%, that's considered all right. Allentown as a city, your prime age employment gap is about 6%. The area where we're focusing on is 12%. Mm. Neighborhoods within that recompete area, which we can talk about, peak at nearly 24%. So in some places in our city, 1 in 4 folks are not participating in the workforce. And we'd like to argue that's not by choice.
Right. What are those areas that are the focus areas? Obviously, Franklin Park is one of them. It's a focus area that we've talked about on this show. That's why we have the partnership we have with Leonard Parker Poole. What are the other areas that are included?
Yeah, so of course. So you're right, Franklin Park. Areas within Center City, so primarily that Sacred Heart, Jordan Heights neighborhood of Allentown, and then the entirety of the 1st and 6th wards. So on a map, imagine 17th Street of Allentown all the way down to the Lehigh River.
Okay.
And how many residents are in that area?
So there's just over 23,000 residents in the area, about 70% of whom are Latino, 50% of whom speak a language other than English, and the median household income in that area is $43,000, about nearly 20% lower than the citywide median household income.
Right. So what is the focus area for Allentown's recompete plan?
Yeah, so this plan is all about knocking down barriers to employment. So at the onset, we're talking about how do we bring in this regional economic growth and kind of bring some of those gains back into Allentown? And the path to do that is by knocking down barriers to employment. We're seeing that the reason why the Lehigh Valley's economy, booming economy, is not translating into some of Allentown's neighborhoods is that folks can't take that step into the workforce because there's barriers keeping them from being employed. So by knocking down those barriers, we'll reach a point where we can have more equitable participation in our economic growth. And so that comes by knocking down barriers to, say, skills gaps, education gaps, access to childcare, and access to transportation. And then by knocking down those barriers, we would like to see the result of that being folks placed in our highest opportunity industries within the region and within the city being healthcare and manufacturing, which is an interesting point. Across the entire country, Allentown and the Lehigh Valley are one of the few places where manufacturing is still growing, and growing at a rate nearly 4 points higher than the national rate. So manufacturing accounts for about 16 to 17% of the Lehigh Valley economy, where at the national rate is about 12%. And that number's going up, which is exciting.
Yeah. I guess we could have a whole show on why that's happening. Yeah. I know there's a campaign, a branding campaign, what's so cool about manufacturing. So we'll get to that another time. All right. So you talked about the barriers. Uh-huh. How are those barriers going to be addressed?
Yeah. So from those barriers, and this was kind of the bulk of our phase one application. It was, let's do a deep dive into what is the economic condition here in Allentown. And we saw those barriers being your skills gaps, language barriers, childcare, transportation. And then moving into phase two, we organized strategies around those barriers. So our strategies for this plan, there's 8 projects organized by 4 strategies. So that first being, we're facilitating local employment to target that like workforce gap, the skills gaps, education gaps. That second strategy being expanding access to needs responsive childcare, getting at that piece of like limited access to affordable and quality childcare and nearby. That third strategy, investing in transportation options, hitting at that piece about limited transportation access. And this fourth strategy, which pulls it all together, is building those connections to high opportunity industries. So making investments in our healthcare system and our manufacturing economy.
Trevor, we talked a lot about not only clearing the barriers to an employment opportunity, but also how do you maintain that job once you are able to get it in our planning phase. Can you talk a little bit about how this plan really focuses on that sustainable support for individuals to maintain a job once they're able to achieve it?
Totally. So a lot of these investments, this is a holistic approach to workforce development. It's less, let's bring you to the one-stop shop and that's it. It's let's stay with you throughout this like kind of career journey. So to make sure that this isn't a 90-day turnaround and then we're back to square one. And so one of the sustainability pieces here is what a strategic investment in resource navigators. So we're investing in folks to be ingrained into this workforce system to reinforce that holistic approach. So if your needs are, say, in housing, or your needs are in, like, you need to put food on the table, or you need to, you're at risk of losing your benefits if you should pass that income threshold, we have these resource navigators in place who will then be able to kind of pull all of that together to support that person throughout their journey back into the workforce.
What I love about that is it makes it more of a journey and not a one-time interaction. I think that there are lots of job opportunities out there, but people either once they achieve that, they can't maintain it or can't even accept it in the first place because of these barriers. But I love that it takes that longer approach to it and recognizes that this is a complex equation and it changes over time as your conditions change and your scenario changes. And so there's some of that support, that infrastructure built into this process that we'll see over the next couple of years.
And I also just wanted to point out the scale of our City of Allentown Recompete project is really important because, as you described, Trevor, it's this concrete geographic area where it could be looked at as, okay, only 23,000 residents, but actually what we're doing is piloting within this deep neighborhood in a really concrete place to test out some innovative strategies that then we can take and ripple out as we see what is successful. Mm-hmm. And so it's really building the infrastructure of these systems for these residents that can be scalable.
Mm. Absolutely.
And to that point, it's even gets more granular than that 23,000. So 23,000 within these three neighborhoods, the prime age employed population, so the folks who are 25 to 54, that's about 9,000. When you take in the 12% prime age employment gap, we're looking at about 1,100 folks who are out of the workforce in this like focused geographic area. So it takes the scale way, way down. So it's very like focused. And that's part of the reason why our application rose to the top of these 565. We came in with a clear vision and a clear focus on, we hit the mark on the EDA's place-based investing like criteria. They said, this is exactly what we mean when we say place-based investing. And it's less of economic development planning of not even of the past. This still happens today where it's like, let's focus on a neighborhood and we're going to transform this whether the people who live here are staying here or not. This recompete program focuses by transforming a place by investing in its people. By investing in the people of a place, I'd like to see that this recompete program grows from a pilot program and it becomes a larger, more well-funded economic development program moving forward.
Right. Has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So, Megan, why don't we talk a little bit about the childcare initiative? You've been actively facilitating conversations with early education and childcare providers. Could you give us an overview of some of your learnings and how Recompete offers an opportunity for new solution-based approaches?
Yeah, sure. So the Community Foundation has been focused on early childhood for a couple years now. We do a lot of grant making to support early childhood providers. And then this year, we also were asked to serve as the backbone convener for the Early Childhood Education Action Committee, which is a group of local early childhood stakeholders that are meeting regularly to discuss the early childhood crisis and develop systems approaches to solve that. And so by saying all that, what I want to point out here is that when this recompete opportunity came around, the City of Allentown was looking at who are the partners who are already embedded in this work. You know, what are their roles and how can we build on what they're doing versus, you know, create something new? And so we were pulled in order to facilitate a group of early childhood stakeholders specific to this recompete zone in the City of Allentown. And so we met with these different providers over a series of meetings, and it was really intense. And the group came already being rooted in the community and knowing that if we only had the resources that Recompete is giving, we could actually implement some of the things we have been dreaming about or some of the things that we had started doing, but we just can't do at full scale because we don't have the resources, right? So the important piece around this recompete opportunity is that families cannot get into the workforce if they are worried about where their children are going to be and if there is not accessible childcare for them, right? And so bringing all these partners to the table who have already been trying to solve this issue and having the resources necessary was so important for the city of Allentown. That's a little bit about how early childhood is connected to these workforce issues.
How did we get here with this childcare crisis, if you want to call it that?
Yes, I definitely want to call it that because it is a crisis. What I have learned is that it's also a really complex issue. And as I had said before, there's a lot of passionate stakeholders who have been working on these issues for quite some time. But there's a couple root causes that I wanted to cover. So one is affordability, right? So basically, childcare costs around $12,000 per child. And the average salary of City of Allentown resident is around $55,000. So we're asking folks to pay a quarter of their salary for early childcare for one kid. Most families have more than one kid. So I know of stories of families who are paying more in childcare costs than their mortgage or their rent. Mm-hmm. And that math just does not work. So affordability is definitely a big issue. The second is really the treatment of childcare professionals, right? So that is really speaking to pay. There's really, really low pay in early childcare. And also, it's the same educational requirements as school-aged teachers. So there's disproportionate salaries for the same educational requirements. An early childhood worker basically makes half of what a kindergarten teacher makes annually.
And has the same education.
It has the same education. And then it's also benefits, just less benefits. And just also as a society, the way that we treat early childhood professionals is just different. And so there's a lot to be done around really investing in early childhood workers. And that's, again, why recompete is so important, because it's tying that workforce issue with early childhood workforce issues. And we really need to be, you know, viewing this as a workforce issue and investing in workers deeply. Mm-hmm. Third is just that the model of childcare providers is unsustainable, right? The costs are higher than what childhood providers can charge parents, going back to that affordability issue. So there's just not enough money coming in. And then I also just wanted to mention that a big piece is also childhood development, right? We're seeing a really high rate of complex mental health issues show up in early childhood. And we're asking these very low-paid, under-resourced workers to address these really complex issues. And they do not simply have the resources or training to address this. So it's actually leading to an expulsion and suspension rate. Mm-hmm. And that means 2- and 3-year-olds are getting kicked out of their childcare. Mm-hmm. And so what does a parent do if their child is getting kicked out of their childcare? They don't have another option. So again, that's a barrier to being in the workforce, and they have to leave their paid position. So all of these things are definitely complex and leading to this crisis of families not being able to stay in the workforce.
And it keeps their annual income down, and, yep, and the cycle of poverty persists.
Mm-hmm. And you see this across the country, right? So everyone is struggling, right, with this childcare piece. Even unless you're amongst those who make the most in this country, childcare is a big ticket item for every household, right? And we're trying to figure out ways to support families and being able to afford that and make sure that they have those consistent childcare access that enables them to be in the workforce. And then you compound that for the communities that we're talking about. And so this isn't unique to Allentown, but it really is, I think, something that Allentown's committed to figuring out right now. And what I like about the strategies that we were able to develop is it is both a gives more families access to childcare and will increase our workforce here locally. And so hopefully we'll be able to come up with some local solutions to this issue that we all are experiencing.
Now, Megan, you mentioned that there are a lot of partners involved. Who are those partners in that childcare planning group?
So specific to the recompete partners that were in the room, we had different lenses at that table. And so one was Trevor as part of the point of contact for the city of Allentown. And I do want to point out that that was really important that Trevor was at that table with us meeting every single time, because it gave some fluidity to then when the city of Allentown went to write the grant, Trevor was in those conversations, in those discussions, so he could really advocate during the grant writing process about exactly what we meant and really lift it off from like a piece of paper to an implementable strategy. David Cinnamon, also from the health department, was also at that table. And that's really important, too, to have that perspective from the city's health bureau. Like, this is what we're seeing in early childhood. Charles D'Onofrio from Lehigh Valley Children's Center. So they're a really large provider across the Lehigh Valley, which gave us kind of that large provider perspective. Deidre Vachier and Pam Cho from Community Services for Children, also a really important partner in terms of embedded in a lot of the state resources that are available to early childhood providers. So understand that lens and also understand the gaps of then how those resources are not filtering to families. And then Pastor Greg Edwards from Resurrected Life Children's Academy, which is definitely representative of some of the populations that are in the city of Allentown, neighborhood-based child care provider. And then, of course, Erica Petrozelli, our CEO, was at the table, which I think also speaks to our commitment to this issue, that our CEO was at this planning table. And then myself was also the facilitator. And then Samantha Shack, you were also at that table, which gave a really good perspective of a particular neighborhood zone that is in recompete and brought data that you had gathered from families to help inform the strategies that we're putting forward.
So, Trevor, this is just the beginning of a 5-year plan and process. How do you envision the process will be carried out effectively?
Yeah, no, you are totally right. So this is, we're kicking this project off. We're actually still working really closely with the EDA to back and forth negotiate processes award so we can start putting these dollars to work by 2030. So we have $20 million to spend over these next 5 years into those eight projects we had mentioned. We see this by working with our partners to reach this ultimate goal of employing folks within this recompete area. So I mentioned there's about 1,100 folks who are out of the workforce. To close this prime age employment gap, we need to employ at minimum 660 folks over the next 5 years. It's an aggressive goal, but it's something that we are all prepared to do by knocking down the barriers that we had mentioned and implementing the strategies that we have outlined in this plan. By doing that, we're going to cut the prime age employment gap by 60% in this area. So when we talk about transforming communities, that's exactly what this plan is set to do. And then citywide, so in turn, by lowering the prime age employment gap in this area, we'll be lowering the city's prime age employment gap to 4.75%, which would then remove the city from the federal government's definition of an economically distressed community. That's the finish line. For this 5-year performance period, obviously that is not the end of economic development work in the city.
Right.
But this is our 5-year goal. And to do that, we're working closely with the 38 partners who are involved in the plan and then plenty more folks who are going to be brought into the table moving forward. Partner organizations, like service providers, but also residents. So there's plenty of space in this plan moving forward to incorporate resident feedback and even resident decision-making points too. So it's less of, here's what we're doing, tell us what you think about it. It's, here's what we're doing, you have a voice to kind of steer that as well. So once we start getting these dollars to work, we're going to be leaning big on all of our 38 plus partners, but especially AADC, the Allentown Economic Development Corporation. So they are going to be the City of Allentown's lead implementation partner in this project. They are going to be convening an advisory board. They're going to be working with their board and then pulling all of our partners together to do the work the City of Allentown has started and then supporting the City of Allentown roll this out. when we get these dollars going to work, we're going to be pulling in our partners at GAD. We're going to be pulling in residents to make sure that this plan is implemented in a way that makes sense to what the residents and our partners want to see happen in these neighborhoods.
We talk a lot about centering residents in our planning processes on the show and the things that we've been highlighting. So I think it's great that we're going to be able to continue this at a city level initiative where we can really say that this is about what the residents would like to see and being able to co-design that process over time and make sure that their needs are being met and we can tweak and change along the way based on that feedback that we're getting. And I think the other big thing is that there's a lot of good work started, right? A lot of things that we've talked about on the show where we are seeing some real momentum in the communities that are the target focus area for this initiative. How will this build on that? I think from both of your perspectives, how do you see this new funding and this new opportunity building on the good work that's already started in Allentown and specifically these neighborhoods?
Megan, if I can kick it off and I'll turn it to you as well. I think what this plan does is, so we're piloting strategies, but what we're piloting is a new way of bringing it all together. We're approaching workforce development comprehensively by we're building on work that's already started and pulling it all together in a way that otherwise would not have happened, given the large amount of resources coming into the area through the federal government. So it's the city of Allentown and our partners are not reinventing the wheel per se. We're significantly scaling a lot of the work that's happening on the ground by working in tandem with partners to elevate work that's happening on the ground that's working well, but could use a boost, like a $20 million boost.
It's a big boost. Yeah, and Megan, no pressure here, but in 30 seconds.
I would just say that, again, it's the resources to invest in some of our dreams, and those dreams are investing in the people in the neighborhood. So those neighborhood centers, investing in those providers because they are the anchors to these neighborhoods. And so now we have the resources to actually support these really critical anchor institutions, neighborhood-based childhood providers, increase the money that they're going to be able to bring in long-term and lift up really each child and families in the city of Allentown.
Trevor, last question. If you were not part of the planning process or have not been at the table thus far or just hearing about this for the first time, is there still time to jump in?
Absolutely, there's still time to jump in.
And I imagine we'll put a link to that on our website. Yeah. So we're out of time. This is a great conversation, and I look forward to being able to talk about this over the five-year process. Thank you, Samantha, Megan, and Trevor, for joining us. If you'd like to listen to this program again, please go to our website where you'll find a link for this information. You can also listen on the WDIY app where HealthBeat is archived or your favorite podcast or smart speaker platform. Thank you again for joining us this evening.